DOJ strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2014-2015 and beyond.
Justice must not only be done, but must be seen to be done is not just a well-known quote, but a principle of law, a principle the Ministry of Justice is steadfast in guaranteeing here in Jamaica. Several steps have been taken to this end. We look at some of these. A subcommittee has been established to develop a strategic response to the issue of treatment of persons in lockups and correctional facilities. This is one of the most recent initiatives to reform and modernize the law enforcement and justice systems. The organization of the subcommittee followed on the death of Mario Dean while in police custody. The subcommittee is headed by National Security Minister Peter Bunting and Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. A review of a revised lockup administration policy is also being carried out. The policy relates to the care and protection of persons in police custody. The recent merger of the anti-corruption branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Task Force is another law enforcement reform measure. The merger aims to create a single agency tasked with tackling serious and organized crime and corruption. The new entity retains the MOCA acronym and is known as the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency. It will focus on tackling corruption in society, including within the security forces and the civil service, as well as bringing high-value criminal targets to justice.
There has been considerable overlap in the two mandates of the ACB, the Anti-Corruption Branch, and MOCA, both in tackling serious organized crime and stamping out corruption. And the decision to merge reflects the outstanding working relationships. This has resulted in the sharing of information, intelligence, and technical expertise in a way that has avoided compromise and has led to significant success against organized crime and corruption.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting. The merger is also an interim step in a longer-term plan to create a national law enforcement agency to be the subject of a future cabinet submission. In terms of justice reform, the Justice Reform Implementation Unit embarked on a series of consultations with members of the legal fraternity as part of plans to fully implement criminal case management in the country's courts.
Criminal cases coming before our courts have increased over the years, and as a result, it is necessary for us to combine our efforts to address the challenges posed by this, in order to promote the interest of justice and inspire confidence in our justice system.
Chief Justice Zela McCullough. Criminal case management is an administrative hearing to resolve whatever issues there are in a case and to ensure that everything is ready before the matter is set down for trial. Adequate court infrastructure is also important to national security and the administration of justice. The handing over of the new Morant Bay Courthouse in St. Thomas is therefore part of the overall mission to reform and modernize the justice and law enforcement systems. The courthouse, constructed at a cost of $45 million, is located at 16 Church Street. The new building replaces the historic courthouse that was destroyed by fire in February 2007. As a result of the fire, matters before the St. Thomas Circuit Court were being heard in Kingston, while the Cedar Valley and Yalas courthouses were used as temporary locations for the resident magistrate sessions.
The Ministry of Justice is therefore committed to ensuring that all citizens have access to a facility that is suitable for the purpose of the administration of justice.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. These are just some of the measures being implemented by the government as it seeks to reform the law enforcement and justice system and help make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
The Ministry of Education is reminding parents of its textbook cost guidelines. Texts for grades 1 to 6 should cost approximately $5,000 and $12,000 for grades 7 to 9.
We have been doing our survey, so we have been checking the cost of books. And by and large, once parents shop wisely, they should be able to meet their budget based on the guidelines that we have suggested.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.